Maryland lawmakers yesterday considered a slate of police reform measures aimed at improving the relationship between police and the communities they serve. The legislation would change disciplinary proceedings and create transparency for civilians. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that police representatives rejected the proposals as unnecessary.
The proposed police reforms inspired emotional accounts from residents who felt they have been victimized by law enforcement.
I'm here. My name is Marion Gray Hopkins, and I am here as the voice of my son, Gary Hopkins, Jr., who was murdered by Prince George's County Police Department November 27, 1999.
Another mother, Baltimore City resident Greta Willis, told the House Judiciary Committee of the death of her son, Kevin Cooper. He was shot by a Baltimore police officer in 2006 when he was 14.
Mothers are tired of losing their sons and daughters at the hands of the police, who are protected by laws that don't protect us.
Willis used her story to criticize one of the legislation's proposals. Under the change, a police officer would have 5 days in which to obtain a lawyer before having to testify in connection with disciplinary action. That's a decrease from the 10 days officers have now, but it wasn't enough for Willis.
After I witnessed my son's death, I was required to give a written statement the same day. I feel that law enforcement officers should be held to the same standard.
The change is one of 21 recommendations by a bipartisan state commission last month, and one of several dealing specifically with what's known as the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, or LEOBR. Other proposed changes include opening disciplinary hearings to the public, requiring psychological evaluations for officers involved in traumatic experiences, and making it easier for civilians to file complaints against police officers. Davon Love, an activist with the group Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, told lawmakers that in addition to those reforms, civilians should sit on police disciplinary boards.
Public safety is a public good. It is our right to be able to say that that service is being rendered in a way that is not satisfactory, and it is our responsibility to be in a position to change the nature of how that service is being rendered.
But Herb Weiner, lawyer for the State Fraternal Order of Police, listed several reasons why disciplinary hearings should not be open to the public.
Some of our people that have to testify as witnesses in hearings are undercovers. Their identities would be compromised if people in the public were to sit in there.
Other police representatives were concerned about the cost of psychological evaluations and the efficacy of the training requirements. Frank Boston III, the state FOP lobbyist, said the proposed changes fundamentally don't fix any problems.
We believe the LEOBR works. It protects good police officers, and it weeds out the bad ones. A lot of the problems, with all due respect, that were articulated by the proponents to this bill can't be fixed in this bill. They can't be fixed through LEOBR.
Boston said the LEOBR doesn't have any bearing on criminal acts by police officers. It only governs administrative disciplinary actions. Vince Canales, state FOP president, said the real solutions can't be legislated.
How do you legislate trust? At the end of the day, instead of addressing the problems, we're actually attempting to create something that's going to have impact on that 95 or 90% of those officers out here who are doing a great job.
Much like the community members who testified, the lawmakers on the committee seemed sharply divided on the proposals. House Speaker Michael Bush, who testified, said the legislation could make Maryland a model for the rest of the country. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.